Our community connection is based in Luzerne County with 7 additional development centers within our region. Ashley Winslow heads the Child Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania and says the nonprofit's approach to education is based on learning good social skills while having a terrific time in the process. Ashley Winslow takes the story from here.
The Child Development Council of NEPA has actually been around since 1972, and it seems like not many people know who we are and what we do. So that's why platforms like this are wonderful, just to share our mission and that we are available to help working families and those who are in need of childcare.
You have a very unique approach with your curriculum. Can you tell us about that?
We offer a play-based curriculum where we foster the children's learning through play. Whether you're a preschooler or whether you're an infant, everybody still has a lesson plan that we follow with our teachers, and they're able to get that high quality education to help get ready for school and learn, while to them it's, I'm having fun with my friends and with my teachers and I'm playing. And the nice part about the CDC is we're open to all families. So it doesn't matter if you are having an income-based issue where you're not able to pay. We partner with the Early Learning Resource Center and with the United Way, so we're able to offer scholarships and subsidies to families who would like to experience that high level of care and may just not be able to afford it.
I'm still thinking about how you're teaching these children through a curriculum of play. Aside from having a good time with their friends, what other things are the kids learning?
The nice part about the mission of the CDC is that it really approaches supporting the whole child. So we approach the physical, the social, emotional, the intellectual. It's really looking at what encompasses child development and focusing on each of those areas. It's encompassed in our lesson plans. So if a child is acting out or having a tough time, we talk about feelings and to feel them and to be able to express them. And if you need to rest, go ahead and take a rest. Let's do some deep breathing. So we really try to encompass all different types of strategies to be able to help those children. And we also work with early intervention too, where sometimes even our staff, we might need the support as well. And the families might need support too. So we're not afraid to ask the tough questions and to be able to get the help and support that the families need for their children so they can be successful in school.
Now, you have 7 locations. That means you have a lot of teachers, and that's a lot of children. So do you have a specific number within each center?
It really all depends on where that specific location is. Our center in Kingston may not have as many children as our center in Hazleton. It really all just depends on the specific location and what our licensing requirements are.
You've seen lots of changes for children, and they're exposed to many, many things that maybe we weren't exposed to when we were growing up. So how does your organization deal with these sensitive issues?
It's just about having those tough conversations and doing so in a way that the children understand what's happening, but also feel comfortable. Sometimes children go through trauma. Being able to express your feelings and to say, this makes me angry, this makes me sad, this breaks my heart. We're able to sit down with them and to have those conversations and say, we understand how you're feeling and it's okay to have those feelings, but know that you are loved and supported and cared for. And that's really the bottom line, is helping the children to feel supported at all times, no matter what the situation. And then to also be a resource to the family too, that if they're going through a situation and need those supports, we're able to connect them where they need to be connected and to get the help that they need.
What do you see in children now that perhaps you didn't see maybe 5 years ago?
I feel like there's a lot more special needs children now than I may have seen years ago. But now there's also a lot more research and rapid response strategies with our local Early Learning Resource Center that are helping us to learn. It's okay if you don't have a special education degree, but you're still able to implement these strategies in your classroom or in your center and be able to help the children.
What are some of the most surprising things the kids come out with?
I think I get most excited when I hear them talk about what they're working on at home. So for some, they'll talk about their life where they're on a farm and their life out in the country. And then you'll have another child talking to me about construction and the different types of tools because they have a parent who's in construction. Or they'll show me the latest TikTok dances. It's always something so different and new, and it warms my heart every time I'm able to go into one of my centers because it's always just so filled with wonder and innocence and imagination.
What are some of their concerns?
For the most part, the pictures that I would see are of family, no matter what type of family dynamic they're living through. If it's in two homes, you'll see two separate households with two families and them in the middle, and they're happy. Or you'll see a grandparent who may be going through something, so they'll draw a picture to give to them that I'm going to share this with grandma or with pa. But then other times it could be completely different and they're an astronaut in outer space, or they're riding on a fire truck at the top, just proudly standing there on the fire truck. Their imaginations are wonderful, and I love that for our children, that they're able to not only think that big, but to be able to dream.
What impresses you most about their resilience?
How quick they can bounce back from a situation where many adults I know wouldn't have the strength to come back, and it would take them some time. And for a child, it's, this is how I'm feeling. I know I'm sad, but now I'm here and we move forward. And I think we all could take a lesson in that sometimes, just the strength of children.
Speaking of lessons, because you were reading my mind, you are in a situation where you are teaching good lessons, good habits, again, expressing your feelings. Based on everything that the children are learning at the center, mm-hmm. What are some of the lessons they can bring home to teach their parents?
I think one of the big things is about communication. I always feel like sometimes families don't always either have the time to communicate just because they're working so much, which is understandable in today's day and age, but just for them to be able to have those conversations, or even like I said before about feelings, just if there's an issue, let's sit down and talk about it and be able to discuss our day and how happy they are to see one another, and just tying in the lessons of all about me and learning about what they're interested in and really discovering themselves, especially for those who are 3 and 4 and just sort of learning how to read, what their interests fully are, being able to fully express that. They want to share with everybody what they're thinking, what their ideas are. So I really think it's just taking whatever we're studying that week, Earth, learning about science, their world around them and how they can adapt to it. That's what I hope they're taking home.
To me, it just sounds like you're communicating with them and having them open up a lot, and you're really encouraging that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the nice parts about our program is the technology that we do have, it always serves a purpose. So we don't just want the children sitting and not really engaging. That's the whole purpose of our curriculum, is play-based curriculum. We do introduce technology, and some do have some access where they can play a game on their tablet for a little period of time, but it's always with the teacher and that they're working on a different goal that supports the lesson.
How important do you feel is teaching children about communication early so they can retain those concepts and continue to embellish on them as they get more mature?
I think it's the most important thing we have, truthfully. What I want for these children is to be able to express themselves and to be able to say what's on their mind. And honestly, I think that's how they'll go so far in life, is just to be able to say, my opinion is valued. What I have to say matters. I'm here. Here's my expression. Here's how I'm feeling. Here's what I'm saying. And I want that for every child in our program.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned from the children?
I think resiliency is the first thing that stands out in my mind. No matter the situation they're going through, they always can pick themselves back up. And it's something that I strive to do every day, is if something brings me down, to pick myself back up. And I can go to our center next door and see the children, and they give me those big smiles, and it's all worth it.
As we get older, we have a tendency to have opinions, and before you know it, those are walls that prevent us from really communicating. When you take a look at the video that I saw online, there's none of that. These are children having a good time. They're within that same age bracket, and they're friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They love coming to school and seeing their friends and seeing their teachers, who become like family to them. So it really just is a place that sometimes they don't want to go home at the end of the day. And that just makes us feel wonderful to hear things like that, that we become not only their routine, but part of their families as well, where the parents feel so safe and secure with us. And that's all we can truly ask for.
How far along do the children go in the CDC program?
Once they turn 5, then they'll go to the school district in their area for kindergarten. And then from there, 3 of our centers, we do have the school age program, so they can continue with us. We don't offer that, unfortunately, at all of our programs, but for our Tunkhannock, our West Pittston, and our Kitty Space Heights in Wilkes-Barre, we can offer those children the opportunity to come for our before and after care program. And then during the summer, they can come and be able to enjoy with us for the full day. We'll have field trips that we'll take with them. And it's just so wonderful that they have a place to go and can still see their friends until school starts. And we get to see them before school. We get to see them after school. It's just wonderful.
I love the combination of the progressive attitude that you carry as well as the traditional attitude you carry. And you're young, you're the executive director, and you've got lots of good ideas. What would you like to see for the future of CDC?
I would really just like to see us keep growing, maybe open more locations, and truly just flourishing. To have more people know about our location, we truly are one of the best kept secrets of early childhood. And I just would love for people to come and to experience our staff, our directors, the other children, and just to learn more about us and who we are and what we do, and that we're another option if you're a working parent or if you're just looking for a place for your child to learn and to grow and to flourish, that we will happily welcome any child, no matter who you are, no matter what the situation. It's a passion, truthfully. Early childhood has always been a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm. You could tell. And because it is a passion, it's the flame that will never extinguish.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back, maybe 5 years from now, do you realize the lives you've impacted?
That's what I can always hope for, and to just keep on going. Because that's, I think, all I ever would want, is to make a difference in the lives of children, and as well as our families, however we can be a help and a support, just for them to know that they're safe, they're cared for, and that we are a place that they can go and call a second home.
Do you ever have people coming into the class as a guest?
Oh, yes, definitely. We will have police officers come in and discuss different safety issues with the children. We'll have the firemen come out with the truck so they're able to see the big fire truck, as well as also go over some important fire safety issues as well. We've had Mac the therapy dog come in, and that was so exciting to the children. We're actually going to have him come out to our other centers as well, but he was able to come to one of our centers, and it was just so exciting to hear all about the journey as a canine patrol dog with his officer. And, oh, it was just wonderful. So anything we can expose the children to out in our community, I love the idea of community helpers, and just to figure out different ways to bring people in. And it's also the potential for new career paths for these children as they see someone in a field that interests them. Maybe I can do that when I grow up. And that, I think, makes the most impact.
You also let them know that sometimes there are children that maybe don't have it as fortunate as they do. Maybe they can learn to be helpers. What kind of lessons do you give in that kind of situation?
Mainly empathy. Just to be able to go to a friend who might be hurt or be sad and to say, it's okay, I'm here. And to be able to recognize those feelings in others.
What do you believe the kids are most fascinated in? What is the latest and greatest that occupies their mind?
I think between dinosaurs, building anything with construction and the latest construction machines, and then the dances. Whenever the teacher will have a different circle time or put on a song, they just love to break down and bust a move, and I love to see it. They're tired by nap time.
Ashley, you are responsible for 7 centers, but each of them have a distinct designation. Can you explain what that designation is?
7 of our centers are Keystone Stars.
What is a Keystone Star?
Keystone Star program is a program where it measures the quality of a center. So you have to meet so many different types of criteria. All 7 of our centers are Star 4, showing that our centers are currently the highest quality of the Keystone Stars program, which is wonderful. And then we also have programs of the infant toddler contracted slots, as well as pre-K counts. So through the Early Learning Resource Center and through the state programs, we're able to offer free care to our families as well. So we do have different programs available to ensure that everybody can have that care.
How do you regenerate after a long day around the children? How do you regroup? Because it is tiring.
So for me, unfortunately, I also have the work to do in the office of running the organization, so I don't get to be with the children as often as the teachers. But for me, it's probably the opposite answer of what they would say, because they are my regroup. So to me, where I'm doing paperwork and meeting deadlines and preparing for audits, I'm able to go to my centers and to see my children. And that reminds me of why I'm here and what I do. I just feel rejuvenated.
You've been there for a short period of time, but you've seen a lot of changes under your administration. Yes. What other kind of changes would you like to see as you move forward?
I'm interested in advocacy work. So I'm actually going for my doctorate for early childhood leadership and policy. So that way, maybe I can help get some legislators into our organization. And I would love for the rest to be able to find time to come out and to see our programs and to see all the great work that we're doing and capitalize on the work for our staff, to really ensure that we can offer the children as much as we can to keep being that high-quality program that I know we are.
What drew you to wanting to work with the children?
I've always been interested in helping people to be their best. And it's nice that in my role, I'm able to utilize community resources from my previous role at United Way and who I've met throughout our community, and now who I'm meeting in Wyoming County for our Tunkhannock Center, who I'm meeting in Hazleton to support our Hazleton location, and able to make partnerships where not only agencies able to donate things for our children and able to enhance our programs, but also support our parents as well. United Way of Wyoming Valley was able to help our local centers get Thanksgiving dinners.
Do you need volunteers?
We have our teachers employed by our organization, but we also partner with the foster grandparent program as well. So we do have foster grandparents volunteering and coming in to our programs. It's wonderful to see our children, just so excited to see them. But there's always different opportunities as well. just all about working together with so much more to go.
Special thanks to Ashley Winslow, Executive Director of the Child Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania. For details on all of these centers within our region, you can go to our website at wvia.org/community. Websites and telephone numbers are there for your convenience. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.